The opinions expressed in this episode are not reflective of Spirit Live and Toronto Metropolitan University.
Do you have water?
I need some, please. I left my water bottle.
Girl, I just get insecure about my water.
I have one. Like, we how, though? Water. Like, is it filtered? Is it not?
I just insecure about my water. Like,
what do you mean? Like, people drink
this
it?
This is such a niche. No, like, insecurity. I hate, like, sharing my water bottle because I'm just insecure about it. Like, because, like, sometimes I'll, like, put, like, energy drinks in there. So it's, like, you're drinking my water and it smells Thank like lime. And I'm like, oh, no. Like,
I understand that because my water bottle always has lip gloss on it.
Exactly.
So I just been giving people and they probably think it's dirty as hell.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to another episode of The M Factor. Woo! Woo! Today, I am here with my dear friend, Nell.
Hey.
Well, I just feel like it'd be interesting to see our insights on relationships now. So, yeah, Nell, if you want to, like, introduce yourself or, like, say anything about yourself.
Okay. I'm Nell. I'm a criminology student at TMU.
Her.
And I'm a Sagittarius, which is very, like...
That is important information.
Very important. Yeah. And a lot of people have love-hate relationships with us, but, like... At the end of the day, we're so reliable. We love you. You know what I'm saying? So
no, literally, like, we are who we are.
We are who we are. And for the people who get it, they definitely get it. And they understand. And I just, you know.
Yeah. And that's who we associate with. We associate with those who get it.
Exactly.
Because a high vibrational Sag is supreme.
High vibrational.
Supreme.
Don't get
supreme.
A Nigel.
Who's a Nigel?
Love Island. Do you remember? He
yes.
was sad.
He was so scary. Relationships, they're going on all around us. My relationship with Caleb McLaughlin, Nell's relationship with Dress to Impress, like, they are here and they are in full effect. And the most important relationship right now, of course, our union. Aww. I feel like our relationship has gone in so many different directions, mm-hmm. and I feel like we've just learned a lot about each other, so I feel like who better to do this episode with than the one and only, right? First, why don't you just tell me, like, what you thought when you met me?
Okay, so Miriam and I, we met on Instagram, and we had, like, a few interactions on Instagram, and, like, when I was looking at her page, I was like, this is a confident woman. She has strong opinions, and, you know, she's not one to be played with. And when I met her, she was exactly that.
Oh, my God.
And some. Like, she's so fun, so funny. There's, like, layers to this girl. And, like, she's such a very good friend, honestly.
Thank you. So. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow. That really did what it had to do. My ego? It's all the way up here, y'all. But that's how it should be. As a girl, your ego should be all the way up there.
Exactly.
Well, just off, like, her Insta, I was like, this is a beautiful individual. Like, she's so stunning. She's so pretty. And she seems very kind. Like, and she seems so social. Like, and there was, like, a group chat that we were in. And I just remember, like, you being like, hey, I'm going to this. Who wants to come with me? And I was like... That is amazing. Me personally, like, I would never, like, throw myself out to the wolves like that, because imagine nobody replies and you're just like, okay.
No, fully. So. It's my rejection therapy.
No, literally. Like, you were like, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it.
And it worked.
Exactly.
Because many people replied. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I don't know. Like, it was just, like, really interesting. Mm. Like, it felt like you were very out there and very friendly and very kind and a really nice person, like, on the inside and out. And then, oh. obviously, we met and we watched Love Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's, like, full circle.
I know. But that was when you were like, I can't watch Love Island because it's not
good
for me.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, Love Island seasons before this, especially the UK.
Oh, my God.
They are so toxic. Like, they will make you throw up.
No, literally. No, Love Island UK can genuinely, like, deplete your mental mm-hmm. health. Like, the tropes and the storylines that the black women experience in those freaking seasons, it's like, why even watch it? Like, I just, it's like psychological warfare.
Yeah.
And I don't need that. I don't need to like internalize that because that's not real life.
Exactly. Exactly. And I had to remind myself every time I watched it that it's not real and I'm okay and I'm beautiful. Like, it literally was just, yeah, no, it was deterring my mental health for sure.
It does. I couldn't watch it this season. I genuinely was like, okay, I started it because Mimi, like, I love her. Exactly. But then I was like, okay, like, no, I can't do this anymore because Ayo was bothering me and everybody else was bothering me. And yeah, she won, but like at what cost, you know?
Exactly.
I feel like she had to be so, this is literally about Love Island right now, but I feel like Mimi had to be the epitome of what it is to be an acceptable black girl.
Exactly.
And like, honestly, with the way that she was tested in that villa, that, I mean, she's a mental health professional, but with the way that she was tested in that villa, it is so hard. Because what they deem as acceptable is like, you have to be complacent and you have to allow yourself to be treated poorly and you have to handle yourself with grace all the time.
Exactly.
When people are not handling you with grace.
Exactly. Like, please.
So like, that is like the most like jarring and like exhausting thing in the freaking world. And I don't know how she did it for real. Like, it was just a lot. And that's why we were like, let's watch you, let's watch US. And that was a really good experience.
Yeah, honestly, looking at the cast for the US season was a refresher in a way. Like, everybody was from a different heritage and they all, like, they weren't already famous or they weren't already with like 10 to 50K followers already, you know what
Clock
I'm saying?
That. Yeah.
And the only like really, really like close to fame person that was there was Cordell because his brother is Odell Beckham, obviously. But yeah, like everybody else had regular jobs. They were regular people.
Regular.
Except for Leah. Leah had that BBL. She already was like,
she
stacked
was
up.
She was good. Genuinely, she came here for love.
Exactly.
I came here for love.
I don't need the money. Like,
no, she really. No, I'm not going to lie though. When I saw that intro music video and I saw Cordell with the
swinging the
suitcase,
like,
what? I was like, who is this guy?
No. I knew he was going to be Serena's man from the jump. Like, from the jump, I was like, that's Serena's man. Whether or not she accepts it right now, like, that's her man.
I was so, I'm just glad that it worked out.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. It was just, like, so nice seeing, like, the epitome of black love. Like, it was so, and, like, good, positive, you know? Not no coy. I did not like coy.
Hakeem, Nigel, those three are the epitome of internalized racism.
Yes.
And
we don't need that.
We don't, actually.
Sometimes I'm like, I would love to be on these shows. I would love to be on Love Island, just minus the love. Like, they need to create like a show for like friendship or just like a social game, you know?
Oh, that'd be so cute.
It'd be so cute. And they could even like do it based in Toronto and like,
why would they base it in Toronto?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, it would just be like a proximity thing.
We could do that. If we want to make it in Toronto, it could just be like Hot Girls.
Like Real Housewives of Atlanta. Real Hot Girls of Toronto.
Real Stop City it. Girls of Toronto.
Real City Girls of Toronto. Wait, that's a good idea.
I can't lie.
Met TV. Met TV, I'm so serious.
Sponsor us, please. I have a TikTok. I can make videos, you know. We can do that. We can do that.
Did you get your TikTok back?
Yes. I got it back today, this morning. I didn't want to say anything yet, just in case it was too... I didn't want to say anything because it was like too good to be true, like, kind of vibes, but...
Yay!
This morning, I woke up, and I got it back.
How?
This guy on... Okay, I was literally, like, researching and stalking people on LinkedIn who, like, worked for TikTok, so I just searched up, like, software engineer TikTok, all that stuff on LinkedIn. I replied, or I responded to, no, I messaged. I messaged five people, because if you don't have LinkedIn Pro, then you can only message five people that you're not connected to in a month. So I literally like did my research and I was very selective on who I reached out to, and I texted 5 people. Only one of them got back to me, but that was the guy who got it back for me. So I was like, you are literally an angel sent from heaven, because just last week, like, I literally...
It's 333 right now.
But just last week, I was like, I give up. And he was like, I don't give up. Like, I'm getting it for you. And I was like, how do I repay you with my whole entire life, actually?
Are you guys connected now?
I don't know, but he's my best friend, whether or not he knows. Like, I can't lie.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Right?
Like, genuinely.
But yeah.
Yay! Oh, my God. We're getting out of Toronto.
Right. Thank you.
No, this is amazing news. And also, like, okay, like, detective skills. You said, holy. I'm going through every avenue. Where'd you get the idea to go on LinkedIn?
This girl on TikTok, she also got hacked, and she did the same thing. But she got LinkedIn Pro, so she could message, like, anyone. 15 people.
Yeah.
But I only had 5, so I was like, girl, be selective.
Enough Love Island talk. TikTok talk. Real City Girls of Toronto. That's still on my mind. That's a great idea. And that might be my practicum project. Like, genuinely. Now I don't even... I want to keep that under wraps. Like, because the, like, girls are watching.
Yeah, don't post it until we have that set.
Yeah. We all know that there is a problem right now. There's a problem with relationships in this day, at this age, this generation. There's a lot to discuss. So I'm wondering what you think the problem with relationships are. And it can be romantic, platonic, it can be parasocial, like anything. And if you have an example, you know, give it to us.
I do think our problem with relationships nowadays is it has to do with the overconsumption of social media. Ooh, realistically.
Clock that.
Because obviously, even as a person who does social media, like, you're getting millions and, like, you're getting hundreds of videos on your For You page a day. And half of those are attractive people trying to, like, make it for being attractive and all that stuff, right? Everybody is seeing that. Everybody has TikTok nowadays, you know? Like, people are seeing attractive people on their phones on a daily basis. They're seeing people in big cities dressing up a certain way that they, you know, are looking up to and they're inspired by. Mm-hmm. And everybody has this, like, set standard of what they want their life to look like because of social media. So when you really look at that, and, like, especially in Toronto, New York, big cities like that where people move to specifically to get more engagement and more connections, they are looking at life in this romanticized, fantasized way of, like, oh, this person, the person that I'm going to take seriously has to look like this, it has to have this style, have to, you know, like, they go into these connections already having this set, like, view on how their life should go. So they don't really give, like, people outside of that a real chance and real respect. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
A lot of men especially, they tend to play every single girl that they meet. Until they can, like, find someone that fits their whole criteria that they can take seriously and that will fix them, and you know what I'm saying? But that's not realistic. Everybody has things that they can offer you, and if you don't give that a chance, like, that just...
It's a waste.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you're going into the relationship, initiating it, or just, you know, knowing that you don't necessarily want to take them seriously, then just don't. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. People are also not very
they don't know assertive. How to communicate.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's actually so true. Like, you're absolutely right. Like, social media has just created such unrealistic standards for everyone. And like you said, about how people create a set idea of what they want their image to be and base who they pursue on that. How do you know that that person's going to be a vibe?
Exactly. Because then they end up meeting, like, some people end up meeting that perfect looking person and then they end up being the worst person ever.
And like Andre's crazy girlfriend, the one, at the sushi restaurant.
Yeah.
Like
made him wear a scarf and everything. Yeah. And he didn't like that scarf. And like,
exactly. Like, that's who they be. That's how it ends up being. Mm-hmm. And all because of what? Because you wanted to have cute pictures on Insta?
Yeah.
Because you wanted to flex to your friends? Look what I got.
Because her dad is like this big producer. It's connections, you know what I'm saying? And that should not drive you to make relationships. Maybe that's something that comes up, you know? That could be the bonus, but that should not be the foundation.
The motive, right? Bars. Oh, also, Anaya, can you come here? I need to make my own sound effects because...
Am I going to be your sound effect?
No, we're all going to be my sound effect. So I need to make my own sound effects, so we're all going to go, because you know...
I love that.
All right. Okay. So come to my mic. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Due to nerves, I had to double check if the podcast was still recording, and it was. So let the programming continue. But that's why it kind of starts back and we're like a little bit disoriented. Okay. Bye.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't even remember what we were talking about. Oh, I guess I can just look at the file. We were talking about relationships and how people are very shallow in their relationship pursuits and how that ends up in shallow relationships. Like, I don't know. It's just very annoying. And it's also quite frustrating because I'm like, okay, if this is how everybody's going to move, are there going to be any relationships in the future that are healthy? But then I also saw a statistic that was like Gen Zs are most likely to have the most stable relationships in the future.
Honestly, I believe that in a way, because even though like in the city people are more shallow, that's obvious, you know, because it's the city. But in my hometown, like in the suburbs, a lot of people are in long-lasting relationships. A lot of people my age like know the person they're gonna get engaged to in the next few years. Like,
I also know the person I'm going to get engaged to.
Yeah, like...
I think you might know him.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Hold on. It's such a waste of time.
It's okay. It's juicy.
As women getting rights, hello, we've also taken upon ourselves to create our own lives and very fruitful lives with just each other. And... some of these guys are still in a mentality of, it's enough for me just to be a man,
mm-hmm.
which is not true. I have experienced the most amazing, genuine, and whole relationships with women. I know what it is to be loved in the best way possible.
Exactly.
It is not enough for you just to be a man.
Yeah.
You have to love me like my best friends love me.
Exactly.
And more. Or else, why on earth would I be with you?
That's the thing.
That just doesn't make any sense to me. So basically, what this means is it's time to step it up. It's time to get on your Zoom, book a therapy session, and... talk about your issues so you can become a better person.
Having a man in my life is to add to my whole life already. Like, just because you're with someone and they feel like your soulmate and all that does not mean that you cannot live without them and you will be okay without them.
Like, bars.
I promise. I promise.
Exactly. And you should be able to be okay without them. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't think that you'll be okay without them, you probably need to do some soul searching. I'm not going to go as far as to be like, break up. But like.
And it doesn't necessarily mean, obviously, as Miriam said, like, to leave them just because you can't, like, you're so attached to them. It's just some internal work that you need to do, because I was like that. Like, I've been dating my boyfriend for like 4 years. So.
Period.
I was like that for a good 2 years out of those years. And the past 2 years, I really worked on decentering men. And that honestly really changed my life. Like, I can't lie. Like, I see the world so differently, and men do not have this hold over me that they used to, in a way where, like, I was afraid of them, I was intimidated by them, or, like, I felt like I couldn't protect myself in any way. Like, no. I'm okay, and yeah. I'm able to navigate myself through this world alone. Yay. You know, especially, like, being in a long-distance relationship, you have to know how to navigate the world alone. So I feel like that really helped me as well.
That's amazing. Yeah. And it's so good. Maybe that's also like a reason why, you know, the relationship was made to be long distance. I mean, yeah. I didn't expect you to go to school in London, but like, you know, it's just helped you become more of like your own person, yeah, without having to sever that connection.
Yeah. And honestly, like, moving to Toronto, it was never really a thing where we were like, oh, we can't be like apart from each other or whatever. We were always very supportive. He was always very supportive of me and was like, we'll make it work. Like, it doesn't matter. We'll make it work. It's just distance. At the end of the day, your connection should not change depending on how far you guys are, if you actually have something real realistically. So, yeah, like, guys, you guys are, like, you know, just decenter men, for real.
Decenter men. Love yourself. If you're a man, go to therapy. You deserve it. As humans, we deserve to express ourselves and talk about our feelings. And thank you so much for listening to The M Factor. I hope that you gained some insight from this. Wait, I know you did.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Thank you for coming now. We will be seeing you again. Period. Yeah. Period. Mm-hmm. Bow. Bow.
Regular.
A regular. Anaya, want to say bye?
Bye.
Anaya's been here listening in.
There's a reason.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
It's very sensual.